You're listening to Your Mental Wellness Podcast for your voice and sanity with your host, Dr. Sybil Georgiana.
And I'm so honored to be here with Sarah Homan, and we have Casey Peterson, who is visiting with us today. And I'm so grateful to hear from her because her big theme, as I've heard it from her before, is the topic of hope. And I feel that that's specifically important in this day and age. And so even I felt like how we met was a really divine setup to, I want to say maybe August or September 2019, in the food line, learning about mental resilience. So could you catch us up a little bit, Casey, what are you, who you are and what you are passionate about, what you do?
Absolutely. Well, I actually am in Denver, Colorado, and it's a snowy day as to why I'm all bundled up here. Mm-hmm. I know you're in California, but I'm getting ready to head out. I am a mother of, I'm a wife first, of course, and for 38 years, and a mother of four adult children. And then I have six grandbabies and one cooking. So seven, I guess I should say.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And, yeah. So that's my real passion, that how God has blessed my life with children and with grandchildren. And that's, you know, why I want to be the best I can be for them and for my husband. And so learning how to be my best through the gut-brain connection and what Amari has brought to my life and the hope that it has given me. You know, I actually am on a journey to create a nonprofit that I'm going to entitle Hope Inside. And that starts with my faith, and Christ indwelling in me. That's my number one first hope. My second hope is what I found through the gut-brain connection and, how that has really made a difference in my life and actually given me a more mindfulness of the hope that I have inside, and really focusing on that and really giving me strength mentally. And then, to the hope inside my marriage, and inside my family, the resiliency that, that focusing on mental wellness has given to my, you know, the ripple effect to my marriage, to my family, and, being the best me that I can be.
Wow. Yes. So yeah. So you mentioned the gut brain axis. You mentioned, Amari. So, and I said, I introduced you to Sarah and each other as being both entrepreneurs. So you're partnering with Amari to help with your own health and then perhaps with others. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the best of that's beautiful.
Yeah. I've been an entrepreneur since 1993. I actually came into the arena of supplementation through direct sales and network marketing. When God provided a couple of wonderful women in my life, I don't know if you've heard me talk about them, Sybil, but
no.
So in 1993, I met two women. One was a mother of four. She was a microbiologist. And the other woman was a mother of six, and she was in the medical field as a nuclear med tech.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
These would be her exact words that I heard with her as I mentored with her, that she would tell people all the time is that she went into the medicine to help heal and help people. And she saw, you know, she worked with oncologists, so she saw more death and dying than she did healing. And that's what took her into the more natural solutions. Mm-hmm. And so I was mentored by them. I learned so much. I mean, I learned about probiotics when probiotics weren't popular, through the microbiologist, you know, in the early 90s. Yeah.
Wow.
So my convictions go very strong through the education and the mentorship that I got from a couple really amazing women that God brought into my life. So I know connections really matter.
Wow. That already brought us to the next question, right, Sarah? She's like spot on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. I was just going to say, yeah.
So I'm looking at the question
experience.
Yeah.
And development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I
encouragement and what you're wondering about is right.
There's kind of a delay. I'm sorry if I've stepped
on. No, I think you're good, because I think we were just talking about Sarah is also where they have a lot of snow. Yeah. So she may have a fade in and out, but we'll just do the best that we can between two snow spots.
Where are you, Sarah? Where are you at? Where are you located?
I am in New York. We are getting a huge snowstorm right in the brunt of it.
Oh, wow. So we've got California
kind of in the middle. But yeah. I think, Casey, you hit on that question. Really, do you feel that the connection and mentoring really brought you to the place where you're at, years, right? I mean, that is so amazing to hear that. And I'm so excited that you had those divine appointments as well to meet these ladies. Mm-hmm. So thinking about then your own pursuit, your own growth, is it more that you go with those relationships, or are you more into taking a class, a mastermind, any books, or it could be just the relational learning? What would you feel is a good resource?
Oh, this is a good question. I've been really focused on the term self-discovery, right? So it's our self-discovery. So we can be influenced by people, but when we actually self-discover for our own selves, that's when it goes deep inside. In fact, I just got off of a Bible study that I lead, and I was telling the women that, you know, we can go to church and we can be taught by the pastor who's done all the research and all the searching, and we can kind of feel satisfied. But when we actually go and we learn how to search and discover for ourselves, that's when we're really enriched in our faith, you know? And so it was within the conversation. And so I believe that we get influenced by personal connection with people, but we really are solidified by our own self-discovery. And I did that. So I met these women who led me to books that I dove myself into, like about supplementation, about, you know, how you can heal yourself. So there was a couple books that were really important in my first beginnings in this field of health and wellness through supplementation, through natural means. One was, I don't have my props here. Sometimes I'll
have to
talk about it. But one was by the Balches, and it's Natural Healing. Oh gosh, it's a book that I use forever, because I could look up any herb or any, you know, mineral or anything
and find out
what it did, you know. So I had that book with me all the time, and I would look at supplements and I would see what, you know, the ingredients, and then look at that source. And then the other book that my very beginnings, this goes to the root of who I am, was a book called Life Extensions. And it's like a book, you know, this thick of MIT geniuses that wrote it, and just really about the natural forms of how, you know, the body's so smart.
It's amazing. Yes. I mean, it's like, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you give it the right fuel, you don't have to be the putt-putt car on the road. You can be a race car, you know? So it's amazing the difference in what we feed our, you know, our vehicle that we go through this life in, and how that can change if we give it the best we can give it to perform the best. So, and now of course we know I do have a prop. So this book is what really has made a difference in my life. And that is The Mind Gut Connection with Dr. Emron Meyer. And he's really the grandfather in the science of the gut brain connection, you know, how our gut has an influence on our behavior, on our, you know, our thinking. It actually has a difference in our thinking, you know. So, and I've personally experienced that.
Yes. And I think once you start self-exploring like that, how you describe it, I couldn't say it as succinctly as you said it, then you really feel it from the inside, really coming to you, right? And I think it's just getting into the, you know, optimization of our vehicle, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, that's so profound. Thank you.
Yes. So both. We need people But we need to self-discover. Like I cannot, even with the team that I'm building with my business, they'll ask questions. And as you know, a good leader will teach people to find, like, what is it? The saying is that you can give a man a fish or you can teach a man how to fish, right? If you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime, right? Yeah. So that's how it is. We have to teach people how to do things or to self-discover so that they learn how to do it for themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I had a lot of experience with that too.
You? Yeah. I'd love to hear.
Yeah. Just as an entrepreneur, you know, like I've been in the field for about 2 years now and just learning and listening to other people and, you know, watching them mentor and guide you. And it's different when they, you know, provide you information like, okay, here's how you implement it. And then you start doing it on your own, then, you know, teach your man to fish kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and that sort of guides the path of sort of your own experiences and different things you can pick up along the way. So then you can sort of pay it forward to another person, you know, that's always like an insightful gift of that.
Yeah. The ripple effect of learning. Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you feel then there's other stressors nowadays that, you know, you encounter hearing from your team, hearing from, you know, the customers, maybe like different from when you started? I mean, you've been in the field for such a long time. You've probably seen a lot.
I've seen a lot. Yeah. You know, I think there's just in today's world, there's so much noise. And I think it's really narrowing down what we listen to and really staying focused on our mission. You know, I think that that's really, like I told you, my hope inside, right? So my vision for my nonprofit, and really it's to, so my person that I want to help is women who have, who want to grow themselves and be stronger for their families, for their marriages, for their children, for their grandchildren, because that's who I am, right? And that's where I have victory, I want to say, right?
Yes, I think so. That's your mission.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that in today's world, I think the difference between what it was back in the 90s is there's so much more noise in today's world with between all the social media and so much that's grasping for our time. So actually to sit and to self-discover and really get it deep inside and have it change you, you have to be very mindful to do that. And so I try and lead, you know, I have younger women on my team and I try to lead them into that place of where I was and why I'm so strong in who I am and what I believe is because I self-discovered, you know?
Yes. And I think that is really, it changed the information technology, changed the whole idea of discovery, right? I mean, it used to be you had to go to the library and pull a book, even at my youth. So, you know, you have like one slice, you know, and nowadays it's just, you have this huge funnel and you got to always funnel it down and filter. I couldn't agree more. I think the same thing about just looking always to build a filter to have kind of less distraction. So let's see, that self-discovery is probably one of those systems, or if we have a process, how you personally grow. Is there any other, let's see. So do you feel because I think it is so hard to turn off the noise. Do you think that as well with your team, or is it just, you know, because it could be just me, right? You know, because we're always with ourselves. Or like, what would you think that helps me, yourself or others, when you really see them thrive and succeed?
I think connection is really connecting with other people. Mm-hmm. So the more that we can, people can bond with people, if, you know, you want to change a have to into a want to, right? Mm-hmm. So anything, I think success comes from loving what you do and not having to do it, but you want to do it, you know, because you love what you do. And I honestly love what I do. I love making a difference in people's lives. I love what it's done for me. And so sharing my story, has an impact that can ripple and can inspire. And then for me, it's like that makes my life worth living. Like that gives me purpose. So I think that people need to know their purpose. If you can discover your purpose and why you're living on this earth, you know, then, you know, you're unstoppable. You know, you just have to keep going. So,
yes, that's what I always tell my daughter. I'm like, if we can just harness that passion of yours, right, you'll be unstoppable. We just got to harness it, right? We got to just refine it sometimes even, or put away what is not as beneficial, or where we feel it could be self-sabotaging, or, you know, it could be even to the detriment of others. So let's see, if you think now even about this huge span of time that you got to be in the field with the mental wellness movement, so to speak, do you think, I mean, are we like at a breaking point in terms of solutions, or how do you feel, or are we just like on a normal trajectory into more and more, you know, more and more knowledge driven, you know, development of products? Or how do you feel? Is it like more like a spiky development that you feel we are right at the cusp of it really taking off?
I bring up this book again. You know, I mean, this is really cutting edge science. And I actually hosted somebody shared with me a documentary series. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's called Interconnected. And it's all talking about the microbiome. And it's, you know, I mean, there's so much information. We could be on here for hours.
Yeah. I look that up, you know, yes.
Yeah. But the whole gut brain connection and understanding the power of the microbes, right? And even this time that we're in with the whole COVID thing, right? It's like, this is something that you can't see yet. It can have such a drastic effect on our lives, and the power of the microbes. And that's really what Dr. Imran Meyer talks about. So it's really bringing, again, it's bringing that mindfulness of what does that mean? You know, what does the power of the microbes mean? What does gut health mean or include? So there's a whole education piece, but if you can make it simple, like our Dr. Sean, who has created our products, and, you know, I love the garden analogy. I don't know if you use this one, Sybil, but so if you picture your gut is a garden, right? And it grows good seed. It grows, you know, good, healthy fruits and vegetables, and it grows weeds. Like those weeds just happen, right? They just happen because they blow through the wind and you can't see them. No one ever plants seeds for weeds. Like, does anyone plant seeds for weeds? You know?
Yes. Like, probably not.
We don't even know. They just come. They just, you know, where do all these weeds come from? Because of the power of the microbe, right? So those seeds and plant, the same happens in our gut, right? And so if our gut is overtaken by weeds, right? And that's a sign of bad behavior. That's a sign of bad thoughts. That's a sign of not being healthy, is when the gut is actually unhealthy. It's an unhealthy garden. So you're looking to change that environment, right? We're going to change the gut environment to grow healthy, growing, you know, fruits, vegetables, flowers, whatever it is you want to grow in your garden. Well, you got these great new seeds that we have, you know, of the good probiotics that have been proven, those sources of microbes have been proven to create higher levels of serotonin, higher levels of dopamine and GABA, the happy neurotransmitters. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who we're talking to here, but if these are new, you know, if you don't know about this, this is something you can self-discover. So, and you can experience it for yourself. So if you go to that garden and you see it's full of weeds, you've got these new seeds to grow these wonderful flowers and plants. Are you going to leave those seeds in that garden, or are you going to get rid of are you going to leave those weeds in that garden, or are you going to get rid of them? Generally, a good gardener will get rid of the weeds before they plant the new seeds. You can throw those seeds in with the weeds, but you're not going to get the same healthy plants or healthy, you know, neurotransmitters that you're doing in your gut garden. So I like to call the gut the garden, you know, that we choose to fertilize. We choose, you know, what we eat, what we put in our gut depends on, and what produces in our gut depends on what, how we take care of it. And, so just that simple analogy helped this really deep rooted, science that came into my life 3 years ago.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I was in the field of health and wellness, but not in the sense of how the impact that the gut had on the brain. And when I experienced it for myself, I just dove in and self-discovered, and I love to educate. I love to help people understand it and so they can experience it for themselves.
And I think that is such a key as well, just to experience that, that relief. And I, you know, even for me to you know, to more do that self-discovery, it is such an amazing difference what that inner, it's kind of like a different balance in your ecosystem, what that can bring and how that really can lift you up without, you know, I mean, it is incredible. I was as probably as blown away as when you started your journey, how significantly you felt it's shifting. And I do love that, that it's not any outside distraction. It's not making more money. It's not having kids that are better aligned or less teenagerish. You know, it's really that, you know, the body being able to optimize itself. And I think it's such a fantastic sign of creation, right? I mean, how is that even designed that our body can just do that work? And we could just, you know, as we can encourage others to optimize, you know, it's amazing. So, if people want to hear more from you and about your journey and things, that you've discovered, and I can put the, notes about the books you referenced. Thank you so much for those, in the, you know, little description, how can they best, talk to you or how can they find you best?
Gosh, you know,
I mean, they can contact me. And if you were,
I think they should go to you, Sybil, because we're just friends that have met through this company. And so now I have a website that's not yet launched. Like I said, I really have this vision of called Hope Inside. And I actually am looking to create a podcast where I talk about this. But my heart is really to help, you know, one of the things that, you know, it within my faith. If you have faith, you have the ability to forgive. And if you have the ability to forgive, then you're able to conquer shame and blame. And that's really what my, you know, I was stuck in shame. I was stuck in blame. Through the gut-brain connection and being healed of, you know, my ability to do those things, my mental ability, because I had the faith. Like I had the ability in my faith, but I didn't have the ability mentally. Like I wasn't strong enough mentally. And so it's really this combination that, you know, you have to self-discover, you know, and so Hope Inside is my goal to get there. So I don't have that done yet. This might be a little, you know, people have told me I need to write a book. I spoke the other day. I've been speaking, but I don't have anything official. It's funny too. I hung out with a microbiologist in a nuclear med tech, and I don't have any letters behind my name because actually the letters in front of my name are the most important to me as the Mrs. My R.S. is actually more important than any PhD I could put behind my name because it's what really has brought the...
That's right.
My life. And so I like to encourage that. And I've gone through a lot, you know, I'm not telling my whole story here, but I can bring inspiration and healing. And that's really what Hope Inside is going to be about. And, you know, with Amari, it's going to be a vehicle to get me to make the biggest splash and the biggest impact, that my time here on earth is going to bring. So.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. But contact people. We have the same solutions, you know, so I'm here just because we connected and.
Yes. And I always feel so inspired when I hear you. I'm like, oh my goodness, can I share that with others? But so thank you so much. I mean, that's so rich. And it's really, I couldn't even say it better if we think about the lens of psychology. It's really that piece, what you so beautifully described, really to help the mind and the body, and really to launch into our fullest, you know, how we were designed, what we were meant, what our purpose is, yeah, as we discover it daily, so to speak. So thank you so much for your beautiful time. And it's been so rich even just to have that share. And I'm sure there's going to be much appreciation of you making that time in your busy schedule with the snow and everything going on. And yes, I am excited. And as you have these pieces come in with the podcast and the book, which we can already claim for you, you know, if that's the piece, you know, as a message, you just let me know and I can forward that as well here to my contacts and the ones that are wanting to grow and thrive. So thank you so much for your time. I so appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us this week on Your Mental Wellness Podcast for Your Voice and Sanity. Make sure to check out our show notes. Visit our website, www.toolsforvitality.com, where you can subscribe to the show. We would appreciate it if you would tell a friend about the podcast.